Today we begin a new series on WCAI called Hidden History, where we'll explore some lesser-known historical events and people from around our region. Our first story is of a Quaker whaling captain who in 1876 led a daring rescue of Irish prisoners from a squalid prison in Australia aboard a New Bedford whaling bark. During the 19th century, there were a number of mostly unsuccessful rebellions in Ireland. Many Irish rebels were sent by the British to prisons, one of the most notorious being Fremantle Prison in Australia.
The prisoners were given some degree of leniency in terms of how they could move around the jail.
That's James Russell, president of the New Bedford Whaling Museum. He says with help from a local priest, one prisoner, John Boyle O'Reilly, managed to escape from Fremantle by slipping away and sneaking aboard a New Bedford whaler that was in the area.
Boyle O'Reilly proved that you could conjure up this escape, and a group of Irish sympathizers tried to drum up this prison rescue. And they looked at this model of John Boyle O'Reilly, whereby going on a New Bedford whaler, you could masquerade.
Whaling was prevalent at the time along Australia's west coast, so a New Bedford whaling vessel wouldn't have aroused suspicion.
They sent an advanced guard to prepare the prisoners, and then a Captain Anthony, who has no Irish in his blood whatsoever, he's a Quaker, but he just thought there was something about this story about people who were fighting for their liberty and who were incarcerated essentially for life. It was a death sentence to be sent there.
Captain Anthony secured a bark called the Catalpa and put together a crew, most of whom thought they were setting out on a whaling voyage, but instead sailed to Fremantle.
And then there was this very daring rescue where six Fenians would be the Irish Republicans, were sprung from jail, and then they...
How did they make their way to the whaling vessel?
There are all these reasons why it shouldn't have happened. First of all six were able to get out at the same time, which itself was remarkable. The night before, the captain had sailed over a really very dangerous reef. It was remarkable that the whale boat wasn't just cut in half by the reef as it went over. Then, as they're making their escape, a chap spots them on the beach, and he runs off to alert the authorities.
A storm came up as the prisoners rowed out to the Catalpa.
It lasts the entire night. The next morning, they now see the bark, but now at this point, the authorities are on alert. So they sent out a cutter, it's under sail, so it's going slower, and also a motor vessel called a Georgette. The Georgette passes within half a mile of the whaleboat. They all lie down. The mast has been knocked off in the storm the night before. They lie below the gunwales, and so it looks like a piece of driftwood in the water. So they escape death again, because if they were captured, of course, they would have been brought back and probably shot or hung or hanged. So the Georgette makes it to the Catalpa. It's low on fuel, so it has to return. At that point, the cutter is close. And now there's a race for the Catalpa. They race for the Catalpa. They're rowing hard. The cutter is under sail. They just make it. They climb up, and at this point, they're fairly sure. Now all they need to do is just set sail, and off they go, except for the wind dies. And all night, they're sitting there, and they're not moving. The next morning, the Georgette comes back. This time, with a 12-pound gun on her deck, and it's bristling with soldiers, with guns and bayonets.
And they're close enough to be able to hit the Catalpa, right?
Oh, they fire a shot across the bow, and they insist. They said, let us board, at which point Captain Anthony hoists up the American flag, says, if you fire on me, you fire on the United States. It was enough of a bluff. Just then, the wind picks up, they tack, they head out to sea. When Captain Anthony returned to New Bedford, there was a cannon salute for every state in the Union and for every county in Ireland, and he was welcomed a hero.
For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris.